Walk, don't run.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Parents and kids were hardly running into stores last month for any big shopping sprees. As expected, many of the nation's retailers are reporting a slow start to the back-to-school season. Pop quiz time. No worries, even if you're in your car, you'll have no trouble acing this one. Your question: what retailer beat expectations in this environment? If you answered Walmart, congratulations. Sales of school supplies and groceries helped same-store sales rise 3%. Airplane maker Boeing got a bit of breathing room in its battle with the powerful machinists union. The union's 27,000 members voted decisively yesterday to reject a new contract and go on strike, and then promptly agreed to wait 48 hours before hitting the picket lines. From Portland, Mitchell Hartman has the latest.
The request to go back to the bargaining table came late Wednesday night from a federal mediator and from Washington Governor Christy Gregoire. The Seattle area would take a big hit from a strike by Boeing's well-paid assembly workers, who last walked off the job in 2005 over wages, benefits, and job security. And the contentious issues are pretty much the same this time around, says union spokesperson Connie Kelleher, only worse because the company has been making money hand over fist.
In a time when this company is posting record profits, they want concessions from their workers. We should not be fighting to hold on to what we've already won in the past.
Boeing calls its final offer, 11% in wage hikes over 3 years, outstanding, but says it will listen to union concerns. A long strike would cost the company $3 billion a month in lost revenue, and it would further delay the new 787 Dreamliner and a revamped 747 jumbo jet, which could in turn cast a shadow on one of the rare bright spots in the U.S. economy, aircraft manufacturing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Oil prices are edging up a bit this morning to almost $110 a barrel. The dollar lost some strength, and investors are waiting on the weekly U.S. crude inventory report. The Dow added 15 points yesterday, or a tenth of a percent, to 11,532. The Nasdaq dropped 15 points, or two-thirds of a percent, to 2333. The S&P 500 lost 2 points to 1274. Asian markets were lower today, and European shares remain mixed, with London's FTSE moving higher. Word from Russia this morning that British oil giant BP has ended a long-running dispute over control of the country's third-largest oil company, TNK. BP co-owns TNK with a group of Russian oligarchs. The oligarchs wanted more power in that partnership, and as Brett Neely reports, they seem to have won.
BP could have lost its lucrative 50% stake in TNK, which supplies 25% of the oil and gas BP pumps. Although BP had the right to appoint TNK's CEO, Robert Dudley, the Russian billionaires wanted him out. In July, Dudley had to flee Russia because of what he called official harassment from the government. In the deal signed today, BP has agreed to remove Dudley. He'll be replaced by a, quote, Russian-speaking candidate with extensive Russian business experience. BP and its partners also agreed to add 3 independent directors to TNK's board and sell shares in an IPO. News of the deal sent BP shares up more than 3.5% in morning trading. In Berlin, I'm Brett Neely from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com.
Tomorrow, the Labor Department will report unemployment numbers for August. Our economic correspondent Chris Farrell is with us now. Chris, what is the expectation for Friday's report?
Well, the sense is we're going to get more bad news. The unemployment rate will stay at 5.7%, 4-year high. No big change there. But in terms of payrolls, the consensus expectation, according to a Bloomberg News survey, is that employers cut about 75,000 jobs. This will confirm the weakness in the economy.
And where are the job losses coming from at this point?
Well, a lot of the job losses have been in the blue-collar sector of the economy. Healthcare and education and government have been relatively immune. I'm talking relatively. But now you're also getting a sense of like Marvel Technology Group. They're a maker of chips for the BlackBerry. You know, they're saying it doesn't look too good going ahead. So we might start seeing the job losses spread into more of the high-tech sector, which has held up relatively well throughout this downturn.
Now, what will this number mean for what Ben Bernanke and the rest of the Federal Reserve is thinking right now?
Well, I think it will increase the pressure on the Fed to sort of stay the course. You know, the Fed's been going through this very vicious discussion right now about inflation versus the economy. And a weak employment number, boy, that's going to make Bernanke feel a little bit stronger in his position, which is the economy's weak. I'm not going to worry so much about inflation.
But I have heard that 5.7% rate that we're talking about right now, as far as unemployment goes, is still relatively low.
Well, it is relatively low, considering everything that's happened in this economy, you know, with the housing market and manufacturing. But I'd like to sort of twist this a little bit. Why do we think that a 5.7% unemployment rate is relatively low? That's a lot of people out of work. And I think it really is a longer-term story. It's not just a story about whether this is a recession or a downturn or, you know, the highest unemployment rate in 4 years. In the 1970s, we began to accept a 4%, a 5%. A 6% rate of unemployment. I mean, that was just in order to keep inflation tame. That was kind of one of the things that happened. And I think it's absolutely outrageous that we still worry more about inflation than the labor market. And 5.7% or 5% unemployment rate is unacceptable.
Economic correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Share your own thoughts about unemployment at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Enjoy your Thursday. American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.